Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Tipton High School. Friday night basketball, 7.9 miles, differentiate these two different county teams. Hamilton Heights in the house tonight with the Blue Devils. Looking for a good ball game tonight. We'll mention the JV contest just concluded. We'll mention Hamilton Heights got the win 53-40. If you think back, Indiana University, their first two pennants for a national championship in the NCAA happened in 1940 and 1953. Go figure. Well, mention both teams are on the surface right now. They shoot the ball around at their leisure. Looking for a good ball game tonight. We'll mention tonight's ball game in the East Division. We'll close out the East Division for both of these teams. Hamilton Heights, currently in the East, they're 1-2. Tipton Blue Devils are 3-0. This will be the final game of the East Division for both schools. We'll talk about both teams, but first we'll mention tonight's education base. Varsity basketball game is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. AudioSportsOnline.net, that's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall making it possible tonight. Internet radio put me in sports since 2008. We'll also mention tonight in the house taking photographs. That's Bob Cross. Bob Cross, I'm looking at him right now. He's taking some shots of the Huskies. He's going to take some shots of the Blue Devils. Check out his website after the contest tonight at www.photo, that's F-O-T-O, that's photocrossphotography.com. Again, that's www.photocrossphotography.com. And don't forget, that's F-O-T-O. That's Bob Cross. He's a professional. He takes some very good photographs, and they are not grainy. They are good. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Hamilton Heights Huskies. Hamilton Heights Huskies, you have a school enrollment of 731. The Huskies are in class 3A. They're sectional 24, 7 in their sectional. Their sectional is like this. This is in no particular order. Yorktown, they're 2-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 3-0 versus class 3A opponents. Overall, the Yorktown Tigers are 11-4. Delta, they're 2-1 versus sectional opponents. They're 4-1 versus class 3A opponents. The Delta Eagles are currently 10-5. Newcastle currently 2-1 versus sectional opponents. 3-2 versus class 3A opponents. The Newcastle Trojans are currently 8 wins, 9 losses. Frankton has not played a sectional opponent. They've played 2 class 3A opponents. They're 0-2. Overall, the Frankton Eagles are 6-9. Next right there is Centerville. Failed to mention, they had a game last night. I didn't get the particulars written down, but Centerville in the sectional. And we'll mention Jay County. Jay County, they're 0-2 versus sectional opponents. They are 1-3 versus class 3A opponents. Jay County currently 4-7. The Hamilton Heights Huskies, they're 0-2 versus sectional opponents. They're 2-6 versus class 3A opponents. Overall, they're 5-10. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Alden. The athletic secretary office manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll mention Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them by phone at 317-984-3551. On the web, you can reach them at hhscuskies.org. They perform in the Hoosier Conference, as mentioned, They're in the East Division. Tonight's game is a Hoosier Conference East Division matchup. A year ago at Hamilton Heights High School, Tipton captured the win 66-55. That was on January 28th of 2022. We're mentioning the clock's rolling down. Pregame 8:40 on the pregame clock. We'll let you know the Hamilton Heights Huskies are 5-10 on the season, 1-2 in the East Division. The Hamilton Heights Huskies offensively, they average 56.9 points per contest. I'll mention we have stats tonight. We have 14 game stats for the Huskies. As mentioned, they played 15 games. We'll mention the head coach is Chad Ballinger. Chad Ballinger, 218 wins, 144 losses. That's right there at Hamilton Heights. He's working in year number 16 for the Huskies. Overall, he's a 23-year varsity head basketball coach, 294 wins, 227 losses. The next game on the agenda for the Huskies is going to happen Thursday. It'll be this coming Thursday, the second day of February. Watch out. Hope you guys see his shadow. We'll see what kind of weather we got coming up right there on Groundhog Day. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Huskies are going to be at Frankton. Going to do battle with the Frankton Eagles. That'll be a 6 o'clock JV and a 7:30 for the varsity. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment right here, 454. They're class 2A, sectional 39. There are seven in their sectional, and they are Madison Grant. Madison Grant, they're 4-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 5-1 versus class 2A opponents. Madison Grant Argyles are 10-3. Eastern, the Eastern Comets. They're 1-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 5-0 versus Class 2A opponents. Overall, the Eastern Comets are 9-4. The Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they're 1-0 versus sectional opponents. They are 4-0 versus Class 2A opponents. They're 10-4 overall. That's the Tipton Blue Devils. Now, the Taylor Titans. Taylor Titans, they dropped 2 in a row. Prior to that, they won 12 in a row. Taylor Titans, they're 1-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 5-1 versus Class 2A opponents. The Taylor Titans are 12-2. Elwood, the Elwood Panthers versus sectional opponents, they're 1-3. Versus Class 2A opponents, they're 1-5. Elwood Panthers are 4-10. The Eastbrook Panthers. Eastbrook Panthers, they're 1-4 versus sectional opponents. They're 2-5 versus Class 2A opponents. The Eastbrook Panthers are 4-10. The Blackford Bruins. Blackford Bruins, they're 0-2 versus sectional opponents. They're 2-5 versus Class 2A opponents. They're 5-11 overall. We're mentioning it. Tipton High School, the principal is Craig Leach. The athletic director is Corey Fernung, and the assistant athletic director is Alec Whittle. He's also a coach for the basketball teams on the floor now. And the athletic trainer is Bert Emmert. We'll remind you, Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They also perform in the Hoosier Conference, a 10-member conference. They have an East, 5 teams in the East. They have a West, 5 teams in the West. Here's how we stack up right now. The Tipton Blue Devils are at the top of the East. They're at one position. They're 3-0 in the conference. They're 10-4 overall. Followed up second place, Lewis Cass. The Kings are 2-1 in the conference. They're 10-4 overall. Northwestern, the Tigers. They're 2-2 in the East. They're 6-6 overall. Hamilton Heights, they're 1-2 in the East. They're 5-10 overall. And the Western Panthers, they're 0-3. That's in the East Division. They're 10-6 overall. In the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, at the top, it's Benton Central. They're 3-0. That's in the West. They're 11-5 overall. Followed up by second position, Rensselaer Central Bombers. They're 2-1 in the West. They're 10-5 overall. In third position, Central Catholic Knights. They're 1-1 in the West. They're 7-8 overall. In fourth position, Twin Lakes. The Indians are 1-2 in the West. They're 8-7 overall. And the West Lafayette Red Devils, they're 0-3 in the West. They're 6-9 overall. So the Huskies can go off the surface right now. The Blue Devils have already gone into their locker rooms. They're going to get a chalk talk. We'll mention a little bit about the games happening tonight. Friday night, the 27th of January, Hoosier Conference game night. There are 6 games on the agenda in the Hoosier Conference tonight. At 7:30 start, Benton Central at 11-5 are at Seager. Seager Patriots, they're 10-4. And 8 p.m. start tonight. Darren Catholic at 10-6. Going to take on Central Catholic at 7-8. That's going to happen at Central Catholic. At 7:30 start tonight, it's right here. Hamilton Heights at 5-10 are at Tipton, 10-4. Another 7:30 start tonight. McConaughey at 9-5. They are at Lewis Cass tonight. The Kings are 10-4. Another 8 o'clock start tonight. North Newton. North Newton at 8-7. They're on the road to Rensselaer Central. Going to do battle with the Bombers. The Bombers are 10-5. In the last 7:30 start tonight, game number 6 in the Hoosier Conference. Northwestern, they're 6-6. They are at Twin Lakes tonight, 8-7. That's 8 Hoosier Conference teams, 6 games, 1 East Division matchup. And that's right here at Tipton High School, Hamilton Heights and Tipton. 3 minutes on the pregame clock. It's stationary. Both teams have gone into the locker room. We'll mention bringing you this contest tonight is Fritz and Fisher's. That's auto sales. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, Indiana Express Rentals, Rentals for Trucks, they're right there in Noblesville, Remax, a new realty, they're right here in Tipton, AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia, Brendan Truck Store, their address is Atlanta, they're pretty close to Elwood. Should stay right off of 37, about a mile. We'll mention also bringing this game to you, Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers and along with Blue Devil Boilermaker. Blue Devil Boilermaker, he graduated Tipton and Purdue. Also bringing this game to you is Scott G. Scott G, he's a forever Blue Devil fan. And Noblesville Trophies from the south edge of Noblesville at 1720 South 10th Street. So the Huskies and the Blue Devils out of their locker room, they're getting ready to take some more shots, getting ready for the festivities. Going to have the national anthem here momentarily and introduction of the starters. We'll also mention, you do not have to live in Hamilton County to get the Hamilton County Reporter. You can get that from another state. You can get that from another country if you choose to. We'll mention, if you want to subscribe but do not have a computer, the Hamilton County Reporter can be sent to your mailbox. In-county rate is just $24 per year. Out-of-county rate, $60 per year. That's economical. That shows quite a bit of stuff happening in Hamilton County. We'll also mention, if you want to capture that publication on your inbox of your computer, you'll get that 6 days a week. You can call right there. You can contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor, you can reach him at 765-585-9519. Again, that's as circulation director, Isaac Taylor, 765 area code, 585-9519. That's the Hamilton County reporter. So they're still taking shots. The Blue Devils going to meet over at their spot on the gym floor. They're just to the north of the press box, just say of the scorer's bench. And they're going to sit down right there. And Coach Cliff Hawkins going to talk with them for just a bit. And we'll mention Chad Ballinger, head coach of the Hamilton Heights Huskies, going to talk just a bit with his troops. Clock rolling down, 35 seconds. Ball game tonight, it's always a festive atmosphere from way back when. Say, well, you remember Cree Smith of Tifton? He went to IU to play basketball for Bob Knight. Austin Etherington of Hamilton Heights, he went to IU to play basketball. And he transferred there. He ended up playing at Butler University. Pretty good ball player indeed, both of them. And Derek Elston went from Tipton, went to play for Indiana University. Derek Elston stayed there and was a coach for about 3 years after his playing career. We're going to have our national anthem. We'll set this down. National Anthem, that's the Tipton Blue Devil Band. We're going to mention the starting lineup. We'll start with the Hamilton Heights Huskies. They'll start like this. Wearing number 3, a 5'7" senior, averaging 3.1 per contest, Cooper Vonderstar. Starting, wearing number 11, 6'1" senior, 12.6 points per contest, Maddox Boland. Wearing number 21, a 5'11 junior, 14.4 points per contest, Tillman Etchison. Wearing number 23, a 6'1" junior, 7.2 points per game, that's John Iron. John Iron collecting 4 boards a game. Wearing number 24 for the Huskies, 6 foot junior, 10.4 points per ball game, Sam Dawson. The Huskies are coached by Chad Ballinger. Now for the Tipton Blue Devils. They'll start like this. Wearing number 2. He's a 6'1" senior, 5.6 points per game, Maverick Conaway. Wearing number 3. He's a 6'5" sophomore, 15.1 per ball game, that's Brady Carpenter. He also averages 8.3 assists per game. Wearing number 5 for the Blue Devils, 5'11 sophomore, 2.4 points per contest, Sam Quigley. He will get involved. He is a contributor. Wearing number 11, 6'1" junior, 17.6 points per ball game. That's Nolan Swan, 4.1 rebounds per game, 4.3 assists per game. And winding out the lineup for the Blue Devils, number 23, 6 foot junior, 12.2 points per game, Jackson Money. And we'll mention those teams have 3 starters in double figures. We'll mention the head coach for the Blue Devils, Cliff Hawkins. We'll remind you that Tipton Blue Devils, they have 11 on their roster. 2 seniors, 4 juniors, 5 sophomores, 0 freshmen. Well, the Huskies, they have 13 on their roster, 5 seniors, 7 juniors, 1 sophomore, and 0 freshmen. They're getting ready to tip it off. Blue Devils and Huskies. Huskies going to wear the orange uniforms, white numerals. Blue Devils with the white uniforms, blue numerals. Grady Carpenter, sophomore, 6'5", going to jump it up. Against number 11, Maddox Bowman, he's a 6'1", senior. Tip to the backboard, picked up by the Huskies. First possession across the timeline. At 22, Tillman Etchison. We're working out behind the arc, we're working out top. On the dribble, 23, John Iron. Back out to Etchison. Etchison going to wear 22 tonight in the ballgame. Sometimes wears 21 for a good reason. We're going back to the baseline. Spin move, Bowman. Off the glass, reverse layup wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, tipped into the front court. Nolan Swan, and we're going to Sam Quigley. Going to be a steal. Bowman might put a dunk down, and Bowman slams it down two-handed off of one leg. 2-0 contest, Hamilton Heights. Already an exclamation point. 2-point bucket. Going to be first foul in the contest. Going to be whistled on Hamilton Heights. They're going to whistle this on Cooper Bonasar, number 3. He has 1. Grady Carpenter in front of the scores bench, they're passing to the backcourt. Nolan Swan crossing the timeline. Working against Nolan, foot for foot, is John Iron. Outside the circle, Quigley couldn't get the 3. Rebound. Hamilton Heights, John Iron with the board. We're going to see the front court. Tillman Etchison calling out some direction. Guarding Etchison is Grady Carpenter. If it can dribble up behind the arc, left side, and we're going back in outside. John Iron back to Tillman. Tillman going to dribble once, back to Iron near the corner, picked up there by Jackson Money. Bounce pass to Bowling. He's in the paint. They go off the glass, 2-point bucket. Good. Maddox Bowling, the 6'1 senior. 4-0 contest. Bowling has both buckets. So we're going to see the front court, Jackson Money. Out behind the arc to work it in, Grady Carpenter. Behind the arc, Sam Quigley to the corner, Maverick Conaway. Back out top, and Grady Carpenter on the dribble. They're getting out top, Quigley going to try a 3. Good. Just right of center behind the arc. Quigley's 3-point bucket is good. Quigley shooting 36% behind the arc. He's now 6-for-15. Going to be a spin move in the paint. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul on Hamilton Heights. A little bit of a question there from Bowling. Offensive foul. Bowling going to pick up his first foul in the contest. So the Huskies with 2 fouls here in the early going. 5:58, clock moving. Grady Carpenter. They'll bring it up to the backcourt. Being guarded there by Cooper Bondesar. They're looking into Quigley in the paint. 2-point shot rimmed off. Where'd he go? Rebound, Hamilton Heights, credit the board, Sam Dawson, number 24, out behind the arc. Going to work it down low to Bowling. Going to be tipped. Going to call it out of bounds. I think Quigley might have saved that basketball, but they called it out of bounds. Not sure the official saw Quigley's feet when he left the baseline. Going to give it back to Hamilton Heights, left of the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be inbound, number 3, Cooper Bondesar. The real official says he's got to stay put. He's got a 3-foot box right there, and he'll put it right in out top. Over to down low. Bowling couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound. Nolan Swan. Swan across the timeline to Quigley. They're going to call a traveling violation. Quigley didn't get the ball down in time. He made a dart for the right-handed layup. He didn't get called for traveling. 5:27 left here in the first quarter. 4-3 contest. Huskies in front. He'll dribble to the timeline. That's Tillman Etchison. Working against him, Brayden Carpenter. Behind the arc, right side. They're working back around. Cooper Bonasar. Tillman in the corner. They'll dish it off. Right elbow extended. They'll drive the lane. 2-point shot rimmed off. From Joe's shot taken by Sam Dawson. Rebound, Nolan Swan. He's in the front court. He's going to dribble in. Outside the paint. Shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Etchison. To the front court. Bowling off the glass, 2-point bucket, credit to the assist to Tillman Edgerton. 6-3 contest. Huskies by 3. 4:45 on the game clock. Across the timeline, Brady Carpenter. Behind the arc, baseline jumper. Jackson Money wouldn't go. Rebound, Maddox Bolin. He'll bring the ball to the front court. Bolin on the dribble out top. They'll get it to Cooper Vonderstar. They'll work it back around. They'll work it left side. Jackson Money guarding Vonderstar, playing man-to-man. They'll work it back out top of the basketball. Maddox Bolin around the perimeter. He'll get it to Vonderstar. He'll dribble in. He'll take a floater in the paint. Vonderstar for two. Cooper Vonderstar, a 5'7 senior. Going to be a timeout. Timeout called. Tipton. Landon Spidell going to check in at the next entry of the basketball. Also, Connor Hassan is going to be in the ball game, and we'll mention keeping education in front of athletics. As high school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing surface. Right here at the court. Court right here at Tipton High School. And you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, and AudioSportsOnline.net, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. They're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Connor Song in the ballgame, he'll bring it in. Where's number 20? Connor Song, we'll miss him. He's a 6'3" senior. In the front court, Jackson Money back to Connor. Jackson goes to the corner. He'll work it to the corner, work it down low, Brady Carpenter. He gets into paint, goes off the glass right side. 2-point bucket for Carpenter. 8-5 contest. Hamilton Heights by 3, ball's in the front court. Working it around, Tillman Etchison, triple threat available. He'll dribble right behind the arc. The back tail dribble, going to take it to the corner. That's 23, John Iron. They'll work it back in the paint. John Iron going to take a shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. He'll take it to the sideline. He'll pass it to Nolan. Outside the arc, they're going to have an offensive foul off the ball. Nolan Swan took the three. It wasn't going to count. It did not go. They're going to whistle a foul on Tipton. They'll pick up their first foul in the ball game. They're going to whistle this on 21, Landon Spidell. Spidell has one. Huskies have two. We're in the first quarter. 3:27, clock moving. Brought in from the backcourt. Tillman Etchison crosses the timeline. He'll dribble baseline. Back middle dribble out top. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Credit the bucket. Sam Dawson of Hamilton Heights. Sam Dawson shooting 39% behind the arc. 39-98. We're going to back around. Outside the arc, Nolan Swan for three. Left elbow extended. Swan for three. He's shooting 46%. Behind the three-point line, 42-91. He leads everyone of both teams in three-point shooting. Out top of the basketball. Stationary dribble, center circle. Back pedal there by the team. That's Tillman Edson. He'll work it left side behind the arc. He'll work it back around. Phoenix Bonasar in the game. They're getting a fifth in the bucket right there. Credit the bucket. 24, Sam Dawson. 13-8 contest. Shot the other end. Wouldn't go. Jackson Money to the front court. Tillman Edgerton on the drive. Outside the paint. He'll get it outside. John Iron for three. John Iron nails it from three-point land. Left corner near the baseline. 16-8. Huskies by 8. Goes dribble in. Nolan Swan. Outside the arc. Left elbow extended. Good. Grady Carpenter for three. Grady Carpenter working on that three-point shot. Going to bring the ball to the timeline at a walk pace. Tillman Edgerton. They'll work at left side and get some signals. We're going to have a sub next dead ball. It'll be Sam Quigley to come in for Tipton. Back pedal dribble. Tillman Edgerton on the dribble. Crossover, they're working the paint. Kick it back out. Phoenix Bonasar, back pedal dribble. Now back out top, Sam Dawson. Worked it in, Bolin. Tips back out, going to go to the corner with it. Going to drive it. Thought about a shot, ball's loose. Bolin picks it up. Maddox Bolin's got to pass through the bucket. He'll take a shot. Couldn't get the bucket, but he'll be fouled. He'll shoot twice. Right there in the paint. Fouls whistled on Tipton. We're going to mention this foul. It's going to be whistled on 20. Connor Song, 6'3" senior. Two shots for Bolin at the free throw line. Where's number 11? First shot good. Maddox Bolin, he's shooting 55%. He's climbing now. Connor Song's going to exit the ballgame, back in the ballgame. Sam Quigley, number 5. He's an original starter for Tipton. Second shot for Bolin. Rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Jackson Money. He'll get it to Sam Quigley. He'll bring it up to the timeline. He'll work it right side. Working against him right there is Phoenix Bonasar, 5'8 junior. Going to work his close right there, getting the count. Outside the arc, three-point shot, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter loads up for three. Here's a left corner baseline, 1 minute left. Hamilton Heights in front, 17-14. Heights by three, balls in the front court, Tillman Etchison. Stationary dribble deep in the front court right there by the scores bench. Being guarded there by Grady Carpenter. He'll pass off John Iron. Picked up there by Jackson Money. 40 seconds left. Huskies in the front court. Tipped away, nearly a steal. Picked back up by Bowman. They'll go to the corner with it. Huskies will save it into the hands of Nolan Swan. To the front court, Grady Carpenter. They'll work it back to the other direction. Jackson Money. Jackson Money thought it was tipped by a Husky. Jackson said he didn't touch it. It goes out of bounds. And they give it to Hamilton Heights. In the ball game for Tipton, for Hamilton Heights, is number 32, Simon Knott. He's a 6'1" junior. Taking a breather, it's Phoenix Bonasar. Going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Tillman Etchison. Across the timeline with 20 seconds left. Stationary dribble right there in the center circle. Going to be picked up by Grady Carpenter. He'll administer the count. And he'll relax out of it. Tillman Etchison, 7 seconds left. He's behind the arc. He's going to dribble in. Jackson Money spin moving the paint. To the corner. Simon Knott shouts the buzzer. They go as the clock empties out. One quarter gone by. After one quarter, Hamilton Heights, 17. Tipton, 14. And we'll mention, the game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at your dealership in Fishers, Indiana. You can dial 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville. 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville. That's right there between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32, right there at Mill Creek Road. And stay tuned. They're going to put a roundabout right there. That'll be helpful for the car lot. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Alternate possession arrow, Blue Devils going to have it. They'll bring it in from half court. Jackson Money will trigger the inbound. 8 minutes on the game clock. Second quarter. Foul situation, two each way. 17-14. Getting ready to toss it in. Pretty good group of fans here tonight. I'd say probably 1,500. Pretty good group. And the bounce it right side behind the arc, Nolan Swan. Out top, Jackson Money. Works it around the perimeter. Grady Carpenter for three. Near the corner, right there on the baseline, Grady Carpenter, 2 for 2 in that location. 17-17. We're working in the front court in the ballgame for Hamilton Heights, number 30, Evan Williamson. He's a 6'1 senior. Going to get it back to Tillman Etchison on the dribble. He'll drive the lane. Try to go off the glass. Going to be a foul from behind. Grady Carpenter probably going to capture this foul. Grady reached back down, kicked Tillman right back up off the floor. It's about sportsmanship, and one of the officials knuckled up Grady Carpenter for the sportsmanship effort. 7:29 left. Free throw line. Tillman Edgerton, first one rims off. Where'd he go? Back in the ballgame for Hamilton Heights, number 11, Maddox Bowman. Taking a breather, going to be number 32, Simon Knott. 17-17, Tillman Edgerton leads the team, I should say 79%, that's a strike, 46 for 58. He couldn't get either one. 7:25 on the game clock. Going to walk through the timeline. That's Grady Carpenter working against Maddox Bowman. Both can jump out of the gym. Baseline jumper, Nolan Swan wouldn't go. The rebound the basketball back the other direction in the hands of Tillman Edgerton. Outside the arc, Sam Dawson working into Bowman. Near the paint, he'll dribble into paint. Going to be a foul with him. He lost his footing. Might have been a bump there. Whistle was blown. This went up. Going to call foul. It's on Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan has one. Team foul. Number four for Tipton. Two thus far, second half. Hamilton Heights. 7:04 on the game clock. Ball brought in out top. John Iron on the dribble. We're going to get Nolan Swan. To the corner, Evan Williamson. They're working back out top. On the dribble, Sam Dawson. Back to Tillman Edgerton deep in the front court. They're working right side. He'll get a screen from Bowman. He won't use it. Jackson Money going to pick up Tillman. Tall pass. Other side of gym floor. Goes out of bounds. Gibson's going to bring it in. Back in the ball game for Hamilton Heights. Number three, Cooper Vonderstar. Taking a breather for the Huskies is 23, John Iron. Ball brought in. Maverick counterweight into the hands of Nolan Swan. Crosses the timeline. Looks the right side behind the arc. He'll go baseline. Maverick counterweight kicks it back out. Nolan Swan through the legs. Working against him is Cooper Bonasar. Outside the arc. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Nolan Swan. Jackson Money with the rebound. They get it to Maverick counterweight. Counterweight goes off the glass. Left elbow extended. They say the bank's open, but definitely the ATM is open. Three-point shot. In the front court. This is the basketball, Hamilton Heights. 20-17. Blue Devils take their first lead in the contest. Can be tipped and stolen. Grady Carpenter going the other direction. They go baseline and take a shot. Pretty much knew he was going to be fouled. Puts the shot up and he'll shoot two. Hamilton Heights is going to pick up the foul. It's going to be called on Cooper Vonasar. Cooper has two. He fouled number three, Hamilton Heights. 5:55 left. Grady Carpenter's first shot up and good. Carpenter's shooting 80% on the season. He's now 60 for 99 and now 61 for 100. So they'll work it to the front court. On the dribble, we're going to the left side behind the arc. Back to Tillman Edgerton. He'll drive in, go to the corner. Three-point shot in the air, rims off. Sam Dawson. Back the other direction, Jackson Money. They go right side. Thought he was going to be fouled. Would be a rebound. Tipped in. They're going to call a traveling violation. We're missing Gavin Hare back in the ballgame. He's in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. Gavin Hare, he's a 6'2" junior. And our three officials, we'll see if they can make it the whole distance. Back the other direction, Hamilton Heights. They'll dribble in, Bonasar. Picked up by Maverick Conaway. It's a Grady Carpenter. He'll dish off Jackson Money. As they work the layup drill from backcourt. Timeout called. This one's called us by Hamilton Heights. Coach Ballinger. 24-7. 5:17 left here in the second quarter. And we'll mention, PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They captured the 1A title this past spring, 2022. That's the seventh. I take that back. That's number eight state title for Coach Tim Bourdonnais of Central Catholic. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. We'll have Coach Toll at halftime as a halftime guest tonight. And basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Ball brought in, backcourt. On the dribble, Cooper Bonasar, he'll get back to Tillman. Across the timeline on the dribble, back to Bonasar. From the corner, baseline. Hamilton Heights. That was Devin Williamson, wouldn't go. Rebound, Nolan Swan to the front court. He'll pop a shot, top of the key. Wouldn't go. Three-point man. Fight for the board, Jackson Money. Working it right there against Evan Williamson. Ends up in the hands of number three, Cooper Bonasar. Bonasar outside the arc. Left side to bring it back out top. He'll pick up, use the screen from Boland. They'll bring it out by the scorer's bench right there. Tillman Etchison, stationary. Now he'll dribble. Outside Boland. Back to Etchison. He'll pop a three. Good. Tillman Etchison from three-point land. Tillman Etchison shooting 31% behind the arc. I've been told several times, 30% is good for a three-point shot. Grady Carpenter. Found pass, trying to get it to a teammate. He cut in when he was open. Grady was open, he cut out, goes out of bounds, goes along to Hamilton Heights. In the ball game for Hamilton Heights is number four, Tyler Champion, 5'10 sophomore, a tremendous receiver on the football team. We're going to see the front court. Tillman Etchison, picked up by Maverick Connelly, he'll miss steal. Jackson Money going to go the distance. He'll go off the glass. Just say, two-point layup, good. Jackson Money, 4 minutes left. 26-20. Hamilton Heights in the front, going to be another steal. Bounce pass stolen by Nolan Swan. He'll go off the board. Right side. 28-20. Tipped in by 8. 3:45 on the game clock. Second quarter, crossing the timeline. Quick pace on the dribble. Tillman Etchison. He'll pass it back out top. Three-point shot, John Iron got it. Just left of center. Lefty right there, John Iron. Cuts the lead to 5. 28-23. Ball's in the front court. Shifting with the lead and the basketball. Out top, Grady Carpenter. Going against him, Maddox Boland. They go to the corner with it, Maverick Conaway. Conaway pierces the double team in the paint off the glass. Conaway for 2. 30-23. 15 in front. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Ball moving up and down the court pretty quickly. From the corner, 3-point shot on the way. Tyler Champion would go rebound. John Iron to go back up with a shot in the paint. Rebound put back for John Iron. 30-25. 15 by 5. 2:45 left. We're in the second quarter. 15 High School. Going to drive the lane. Off the glass, Nolan Swan, two-point bucket. Nolan Swan shooting 48% in two-point land. 2:28, clock moving. Front court, Tillman Etchison, and working left side, John Iron, back out to Tillman. Picked up there by Maverick Conaway. Back pedal dribble, Tillman Etchison, they go left side again. John Iron in front of the Blue Devil bench. Going to be tipped away, stolen. Not a good pass to go off the glass. That's Grady Carpenter. Came up with the steal, tried to go coast to coast. Husky's going to foul him. He's going to put him at the line. He'll shoot 2. They're going to whistle this champion on number 4, Tyler Champion. Tyler Champion's a 5'10 sophomore. He got some good minutes in the JD contest prior to this one. Grady Carpenter got the bucket. They'll get one more. Checking out the ballgame, number 4 is Gavin Hare. In the ballgame, Landon Fidel. Where's number 21? Second shot, Grady Carpenter. Rims off, way to go. Rebound, John Iron, Hamilton Heights. As mentioned, John Iron, 4 rebounds per contest. He's probably there right now. Behind the arc, Tillman Etchison. And we're going to download a Boland. Reverse layup, gets the bucket. Tillman Etchison with the assist. Maddox Boland with the bucket. 33-27. Shipton by 6. 1:47 on the game clock. In the front court, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to work behind the arc on the dribble. Outside the arc, left corner baseline. Shot would go. Other than a three-point shot attempt from Grady Carpenter. Rebound out of there, controlled by Sam Dawson. In the front court, Tillman Etchison on the dribble. Working against him, Nolan Swan. Back to Etchison. Cross court skip pass. Three-point shot in the air. Good. Credit the bucket. 24. Sam Dawson. Dawson shooting 39% behind the arc. As a team, the Huskies are 34%. Tipton, 36% in the paint. Shot off the glass, one go. Going to be a blocking foul. Grady Carpenter drives the lane straight on. Tried a floater. It'd be a blocking foul on Hamilton Heights. They're going to whistle a foul on 24, Sam Dawson. He's a 6-foot junior. Fourth foul. First shot good for Grady Carpenter, I'll mention. Four fouls second half on Tipton. Five, I should say first half. Tipton with four. And Hamilton Heights with five. Second shot for Grady wouldn't go. To the front court, 1:02 left. They're in the second quarter. To the corner, working back out, Tillman Etchison. Picked up there by Grady Carpenter. Working behind the arc, cross-court skip pass. Tillman working back in, champion. And working back around, John Iron. And a good defense there, Grady Carpenter. Going to get a foot on the bounce pass, goes out of bounds. Going to give it back to Tipton, back to Hamilton Heights. 49.8 left. Tipton in front, 34-30. Going to be brought in at half court. Huskies toss to the backcourt. Tillman Etchison, 46 seconds. They're across the timeline on the dribble. He'll pass down low. John Iron, he'll go off the glass. Two-point bucket, good. Tillman Etchison with a good find. 34-32. Tipton by two. In the front court with the basketball, Nolan Swan spin move in the paint. To try a 14-footer, got it. Two-point bucket, Nolan Swan, 36-32. 20 seconds left. Looking across the timeline, Tillman Etchison does on the dribble. He'll stop other side to get it back to champion. Back to Tillman, 12 seconds left. Deep in the front court. Etchison across over to go in the paint. Floater wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. It's picked up there by Landon Spidell. 2 seconds. Long half-court shot off the rim. Nearly went. That was Nolan Swan. Halftime score. Tipton. 36, Hamilton Heights, 32, a good ball game in the works. Both teams going to go off to their respective locker rooms. And a good game in the works tonight, and I will mention one moment, 1 year ago, you picked, yeah, okay, that's good. Got a text message from my wife, and she's telling me, 17 years ago today, I picked her up and took her to lunch at the Mexican restaurant in Westfield. She starts as great at dancer. It is a great dancer, Stephen Curtis Chapman. What a song. So we're going to have a halftime guest here momentarily. We do appreciate you listening. We're mentioning going on around the conference today is Benton Central at Skeeger. Cameron Catholic is at Central Catholic tonight. Hamilton Heights right here with Tipton. McConaughey is at Lewis Cass tonight. 8 o'clock start, North Newton is at Rensselaer, and Northwestern is at Twin Lakes this evening. And we'll talk a little bit here, wait for a halftime guest. We'll mention happening this coming week, Class 2A. We'll mention 2A sectional, going to be at Blackburn. We'll mention that sectional, girls sectional, coming up this week. On Tuesday at 7 o'clock start, one game. It'll be Eastbrook at Madison Grant. They'll be the home team, Madison Grant. It will all happen at Blackburn High School. Eastbrook will be at Madison Grant on Tuesday. On Wednesday, girls sectional, Class 2A, Eastern will be going against Blackburn. Blackburn will be the home team. Also on Wednesday at 7:30, Taylor will be going against Tipton. Tipton at 14-8. Taylor looking for their first win. We'll mention, come back on Friday, Elwood drew the bye. They'll play the winner of Eastbrook, Madison Grant. And then Eastern and Blackburn, the winner there will play on Friday in the late game at 7:30. They'll play the winner of Taylor and Tipton. That'll happen at 7:30 on Friday. And then they'll meet back on a Saturday night at 7:30. 7:30, they'll have the championship contest. We'll mention Class 3A. That's Hamilton Heights sectional. It's going to be at Hamilton Heights. We'll mention it's going to be happening, started up on Tuesday, 7 o'clock, one game. It'll be Centerville going against Shade County. They'll come back on Wednesday. It'll be Delta in Frankton. That'll be a 6 o'clock start. And then later on that night at 7:30, it'll be Newcastle in Yorktown. Hamilton Heights drew the bye. They'll play on Friday at 6 o'clock, they'll either play Centerville or Jake County. And then it's the 7:30 ball game on Friday night. Will either be Delta or Frankton as the visiting team, Newcastle or Yorktown as the home team. Then the winner of those two games, they'll come back on Saturday night, the 4th, and they'll play a 7:30 contest for the championship. And that's where it'll happen. It'll happen at Hamilton Heights for the Class 3A ball game, 3A championship. And that'll be at Blackford High School for Tipton 2A sectional. And that should be a pretty festive atmosphere. We're going to unplug right now. We're going to have a halftime guest. He's working his way up the stairway right now. We'll be right back.
Yep.
We're going to be joined right now. We're talking to head coach Aaron Toll, football team. I tell you what, are you having a good off-season, sir?
Off-season's going well. Kids are working hard in the weight room. To be honest, I get to, this is kind of the time of year I get to be a dad and go to a lot of varsity basketball games, but go to a lot of middle school basketball games right now, too.
That sounds good. I tell you what, yeah, probably some good workouts for your non-winter participants in the weight room.
I think most people know we've got a fairly new weight room. I think this is the third season, so we're taking advantage of that both during the school day and after school and getting kids in there. We've got a lot of younger kids that are working really, really hard. But we need to. We need to improve. And we weren't happy with the results that we had last year. Kids are really putting in the work in the offseason to see if we can have a better fall this year.
You got a senior coming up. He's going to play quarterback defensive end. I was told he might play basketball, but he's kind of working towards the football season. Can you talk a little bit about Vince Hoover?
Vince is, he's going to be a third-year starter quarterback for us. Actually, a four-year starter overall. He played a lot of tight end and some defensive line as a freshman. He's a big, strong kid and very good baseball player also. So he's a football, baseball guy. We're going to really rely on him a lot and on both sides of the ball. And hopefully he can be a really good leader for us and be a great role model for our younger kids to follow.
So what I've been watching, Landon Spidell basketball, he's showing a lot of good promise to come back and catch some passes.
Landon is one of those guys that we don't have anybody on our roster that works harder in the weight room than he does, and it kind of translates to the basketball court a little bit. He's extremely aggressive and plays really hard defense and rebounds, and he's going to be one of those guys that we're going to count on for the next 2 years, there's no doubt.
And what, you've got an eighth-grade quarterback that goes home with you. He wears number 10. Landon Spidell, just a junior. He'll probably wear 10. Who's going to wear 10?
That's Landon's number. Until we have a lot of people know we pass numbers down in our program. So my son will be the same as everybody else. Whatever number falls down, however it falls. But once you get a number passed down to you, it's yours until you pass it down. So it doesn't matter who you are. But it'll be interesting here. We're going to let Landon keep it for the next couple of years. We're going to need him. So
that's pretty good. I tell you what, that field turf, synthetic field turf, your field was beautiful this year. I was thinking back Buffalo Bills that played against Cincinnati. There was snow all over that field. Don't you think that was pretty slick?
We were out on ours in the rain, and we kind of anticipated it being really, really wet, but it really wasn't at all. To be honest, I think it looks great, and we got to play on it last season. To be brutally honest, I'm really, really looking forward to having it all summer and working out on it and seeing all the advantages that we have, not just on a Friday night, but all the other times, not just as a football team, but all the other sports, the band, PE classes, all of those things. Once the weather gets nice, I think everybody in our school is going to use that a lot.
Now, when I look at your schedule for football, it's not complete. But first game next year on the 18th, you're going to be at Indiana Wesleyan going against the South Adams Starfires.
Yeah, brand new game, obviously. We've played Franklin here the last couple years, and football games are not easy to find. Once you get, you know, seven of your nine are conference games, basically, and luckily, Coach Moser from South Adams was he was the head coach in the All-Star game a couple years ago when I was able to coach in it, and we developed a good relationship, became good friends, and we're just basically looking to see, and we saw that they were open, they saw that we were open, we made a phone call, and they are quite a ways away, so we decided to, you know, see if we could do the Indiana Wesleyan, which is about halfway, introduce our kids to a great some college facilities, and I think it'll be a really good ball game. They've got a very strong program, so it's going to be a great way to kick off the season the next couple of years.
At South Adams in the Allen County Conference, there are 17 there. South Adams finished fourth this year. I'll mention you guys played Bluffton. Bluffton had a pretty good season, and they finished second in that conference.
Bluffton had a very good season. Won our sectional, and they have a ton back. So I'm sure they're going to be a handful in the sectional again this year.
I tell you what, Coach, you had to be here last week, were you not?
Absolutely, I was. Yes.
How about Corey Badunga? You watch Corey Badunga? He's pretty athletic.
Extremely athletic. Very, very raw offensively. Still averages 19 points a game or whatever, but it's neat to have. That was just a phenomenal atmosphere. It was neat to have a kid of that caliber in our gym. It was neat to have Coach Painter in the gym to come watch him play. It was neat to have darn near every seat in this place full. And, you know, I've been here a lot of years. I remember a lot of games that way. It was an awesome, awesome atmosphere.
That was a good atmosphere. I got to mention, Coach Peckinpah let me interview him, Corey Badunga, after the game. If you want to check it out, you go to that website.
Absolutely. He I was very impressed with the way he handled himself. Seemed like a really, really nice kid. And obviously, it's going to be fun to watch him over the next 4 or 5 years or probably longer than that.
Absolutely. He'll be back next year. He told me he would be. But I tell you what, his academics are strong.
Like I said, seemed like a great kid and behaved, you know, just behaved the way you would want a kid to behave. And, you know, wish him all the luck. And you know, he's going to get his school paid for, so it's great that he's a good student and probably be watching him in the NBA also someday, would be my guess.
I hope so. How about the NFL, Coach? This weekend you got the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers. Who are you picking?
Well, I got asked at school before the playoffs started, I said the 49ers. That was my Super Bowl pick from the NFC, so I'm going to stick with them. They got a lot of talent, a lot of superstar power on both sides of the ball, and so they've been playing really well. So I'm going to stick with the 49ers.
Hey, somebody told me today, all four quarterbacks, Hurts, Purdy, Burrow, and Mahomes, attended the Manning Passing Academy.
I'm very, very biased, but if you ask me, Peyton Manning is the greatest pro football player to ever play a game. So doesn't surprise me in the least. Let's put it that way.
That sounds good. I better get down here and do this basketball game. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Anytime. Enjoy doing it.
Appreciate you. So, well, that's Coach Aaron Poole, Hamilton High 10 Tipton playing basketball right now. Coach Cole talking about Tipton football from impromptu. We're going to set this down. We'll plug back in. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back plugged in. Ball brought in from the backcourt. John Iron, 39-34. Chipped in by 5. 6 minutes left, third quarter. Ball's in the front court. Tillman Etchison calling out some direction. Picking him up is Maverick Conaway. We're going to see the baseline. Going to drive in. Shot wouldn't go. That was Sam Dawson. Rebound, Jackson Money. Money crosses the timeline on the dribble. They go to the left corner baseline, Sam Quigley. Ball back around, jacks money out top to Maverick. Maverick goes jump in. They go behind the arc, three-point shot from the left corner baseline. Maverick should say Sam Quigley couldn't get the shot. Rebound putback, Jackson Money. He'll get fouled in the act of the putback. He'll go to the strike. He'll shoot two. So they're back there at the free throw line. Jackson Money. First shot, Money is Money. Jackson Money for one. He'll get one more. They'll work it back that direction. Second shot, also good. We'll bring it up in the backcourt. 40 to 34. In the front court, outside the arc right here, I say in the paint, Dawson. But we're going back out top. Number three, Cooper Bonasar, backpedal dribble. Bonasar going to take the point, working back around. And back out top now is Tillman Etchison, back to Bonasar in front of the Husky bench. Works it right side baseline to Bolin. They're working back around the perimeter. Left corner baseline, back out to Etchison. We're going to ride the other 6 minutes now. I might have misread the scoreboard. I'm looking straight through a backboard at the point steps, so I'm paying some speed. Not real good for me, but I'm 5:48 on the game clock in the front court with the basketball. He'll work it down low to Bowen. He'll bring it up out of the air. He'll come down with it, other side of the rim, off the glass for two. Maddox Bowen for two. Tipton in front, 41-36. Out top the basketball, Grady Carpenter. Left side, Sam Quigley back to zip. Nolan Swan. Spin move in the paint of Finn again. Outside the arc, and they call him for traveling. Not quite sure. Not quite sure. Gentleman with veteran experience. He's got wisdom, is what they tell me. He calls a traveling violation on Nolan Swan on the spin move. 41-36, 5:15 left. Third quarter. Tipton in front. We'll throw the ball around. We're going back around Bonasar. That's number three, Cooper Bonasar. Tillman Etchison to the corner, gets the ball back from Dawson, and he'll get a traveling violation. A little bit of a step there, and they're kind of travel happy right now. Tell you what, they wouldn't. These officials wouldn't do good in the NBA because they travel all the time. Crossing the timeline, Nolan Schwan. Picking him up out top is John Iron. They'll work it to the free throw line, Grady Carpenter. He'll bring it back out top. He'll work it right side. He'll dribble baseline and take a shot. 14-footer wouldn't go. Tip to the corner, picked up by Bolin. Maddox Bolin saves it from going out of bounds. Gets it to Bonasar, back to Tillman. He'll drive in. It'll be a blocked shot. Nolan Swan recycled it. They go to the front court. Nolan Swan out top. He'll take a three. Three-point shot is good. Nolan Swan. Block shot, passed off, got the ball back, and hit a three. They go down low. John Iron, another block shot, Nolan Swan. They're going to call a foul after the block. Ball came down. John Iron picked it up, and Nolan Swan reaches in. Nolan Swan picked up his second foul in the contest. 44-36, tipped in by eight. Going to be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. Cooper Bonasar will trigger the inbound in the Hamilton Heights front court. Going to bring it in. Get in there shortly right there. John Iron. John Iron get back in the corner. Back to Cooper. Behind the arc, picked up here by Maverick Conaway. Out top, Tillman Etchison. Pointing out some direction. They go behind the arc to the other side to Dawson. They're moving around the perimeter. Bonasar to the baseline, picked up by Maverick Conaway. They'll pass out there behind the arc. They move the basketball, such as the hands of John Iron. Tillman Etchison, and now back to Cooper Bonasar straight away. We're going to right side long three by Dawson. Rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound Maverick Conaway. To the front court. Nolan Swan on the dribble, spin move. To take a shot outside the paint. You know, I hope he's going to get up and without grimace. And he's going to make his way back to the front court. Looks it out top. Three-point shot is good. 24, Sam Dawson, and Nolan Swan is going to limp to the, we'll see, he said you don't want to come out, see if he can work this out. I think Burke Emmert ready to look at him, he's going to walk it off. Ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt. The officials are talking this over, they're going to say that Dylan Swan has to leave the ballgame. I don't think the officials can make that decision. Coach Cliff Hawkins did not come out on the floor. Even Bert Summers did not come out on the floor. So timeout on the floor, it's going to be called by Coach Cliff Hawkins. We're mentioning, if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, you can text, message, or call Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocation. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Can be brought in from the backcourt, Dylan Swan still in the contest. You didn't have to leave. The officials thought it would be a good idea. Coach Cliff Hawkins called a timeout, let him rest just a bit right there. He's back in the ballgame. He walks it off. Going to bounce it in. Randy Carpenter, baseline. We're going to offside, three-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. A Jackson Money. They're going to call a jump ball. Molman came down with a rebound along with Sam Quigley. Official blows his whistle. Not sure if he wanted to call foul. In quick acting, and he calls it a jump ball. We bring the ball in. Nolan Swan, and we're going down low. Grady Carpenter going to back his way in against Maddox Bowman. In the paint, jumper, two-point shot good. Grady Carpenter for two. 2:56 left, third quarter. Tipton, 46. Hamilton Heights, 39. In the front court on the dribble, Phoenix Bondasar, 5'8" junior. Back to Tillman. He'll pass it to the corner. Sam Dawson for three. Got the bucket. Sam Dawson, three-point shot. Pretty close to 40% behind the arc. That is good. 2:30 left. Third quarter. 46-42. Tipping in the front court. Sam Quigley. He'll pass out of a double team. He stayed by Grady Carpenter right there in front of the Blue Devil bench. Cliff Hawkins had to get out of the way. At the top of the circle. We get it back to Nolan Swan. He's guarded by John Iron. He'll dribble in or go off the glass. Nolan Swan, he's running pretty good now. I'm sure he's feeling it, but he got the two-point bucket off the glass. 48-42. Tipton by six in the front court. Pass to the corner. Phoenix Bonasar. He'll bring it back out. John Iron. Bounce pass out top. Tillman Exeson picked up a screen from John Iron. They go to the corner, and they're going to call a traveling violation. Tillman Edgerton tried to land that jump stop. He took one additional step. And they are travel happy, these officials here at Tipton tonight. 48-42. Blue Devils by six. They'll bring the ball to the front court. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. He'll pass it left side. Jackson Money works it on around the perimeter. Sam Quigley picked up there by Phoenix Bonasar. Nolan Swan going to go off the glass, try to. He gets his shot recycled by Maddox Bowman. Bowman going to go to the other end. They go off the glass. Two-point bucket. Maddox Bowman, 46-44. 1:16 left here in the third quarter. Long skip pass to the side, Sam Quigley for three. Rimmed out, wouldn't go. Gavin Hare in the ballgame. Nearly came up with the board. Maddox Bowman picks it up. We're going to see the front court. Tillman Edgerton. Inside the arc, two-point shot, wouldn't go. Short off the mark. Ball goes out of bounds on the save of glass touch by Tipton. 48-44, 1 minute left, straight up on the clock. Back in the ball game for Tipton is number two, Maverick Conaway. Taking a breather is five, Sam Quigley. Going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline by Phoenix Bonasar. Out top, we're behind the arc. Dawson. Get past, we're going back to Tillman Edgerton. Back to Dawson. He'll take a three. Sam Dawson off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. To the front court, 46 seconds. Nolan Swan. He'll work it right there. Going to be a reach-in. Sam Dawson pretty difficult task to guard a Nolan Swan with his apparatus. I say, what that guy can dribble the basketball. Can be brought in left of the bucket. Jackson Money. That foul was with him on Dawson. He's got two. Out top, 3-point shot. Where to go? Nolan Swan. Rebound, Sam Dawson. We're going to bring it to the front court. He'll pass off right here. And he'll Tillman Etchison. 30 seconds left. Tillman Etchison going to be picked up somewhat closely. Maverick Conaway, he'll relax. He'll allow Tillman to run some clock here. Tillman has a triple threat. He's deep in the front court, pretty close to the scores bench. 14 seconds left. He'll begin the approach at 12. Behind the arc, Dawson. They go to the corner to Bowman. 7 seconds left. Tillman Etchison to the corner. Sam Dawson for three. Got it. And there's the buzzer. Sam Dawson, right corner baseline. It's a one-point ball game after three. Tipped in 48. Hamilton Heights, 47. We're missing this game is in parts. Being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. There's the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right part the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero. They're going to bring the ball in. It's going to belong to Hamilton Heights. I look across the way right there. And there's Phil and LeVon Etchison sitting in the comfortable chairs there against the south wall. They're here watching Tillman Etchison, their grandson. And why not? The ball's going to be brought in. Fourth quarter, alternate possession arrow. Maddox Boland. They're tossing in slightly backwards to Tillman Etchison. In the front court on the dribble. Jackson Money providing the defense behind the arc with the basketball. Touching hands briefly, Evan Williamson. Working the back out, John Iron. He'll go baseline with it. He'll pass it back into paint. Bowling off the glass, shot wouldn't go. There was a bump there, no whistle. Coming up the rebound is Nolan Swan. To the front court, Gavin Hare back to Grady Carpenter. 7:32 on the game clock, fourth quarter, a one-point ball game. East Division matchup in the Hoosier Conference. Going to bounce it in. Nearly a steal. Pretty good effort there by Boland. They go to the corner. 3-point shot wouldn't go. That was Grady Carpenter. Rebound out of there. Controlled by Evan Williamson. In the front court, now center circle on the dribble, is Tillman Etchison working against him. Jackson Money, who worked at left side behind the arc. John Iron. Bounce pass on the cutter to go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Sam Dawson. A good assist there by John Iron. 6:52 on the game clock. Hamilton Heights up by one, 49-48. Out top, Jackson Money. He'll dribble left side. To the corner, Maverick Conaway. 3-point shot, good. Maverick Conaway with a pretty good stick. Maverick Conaway shooting 40% behind the arc. He's now 23-56. 6:28 on the game clock. Tipton in front, 51-49. Pass comes in, stolen by Nolan Swan to the front court. Grady Carpenter, some people might call that a cherry picker, but he was back there on defense. It's all good. Grady Carpenter for two. 53-49, Tipton by four. In the front court, Tillman Etchison. Right side, Sam Dawson. Tipton getting ready to check in with another player at the next jet ball. Take it, Spidell. Out top of the basketball, go to right corner baseline. He'll dribble in. Left-handed floater for John Iron. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Gavin Hare. He'll dish off Grady Carpenter. He'll cross the timeline, left-handed dribble. He'll pick up a screen from Jackson. Back out top, Jackson Money. Working against him is John Iron. He'll pass it around the perimeter. Magic Conley back to Grady. Back to Nolan outside the paint. Shot rimmed off. Wouldn't go. Rebound back the other direction. John Iron with the basketball. Out behind the arc. Tillman Edgerton. He'll work it down low to Bowman. Reverse layup in a rim out. Had some resolution on it. That was Bowman. Couldn't get it. They were back the other direction. Maverick Conaway couldn't get the layup. Coming in there trying to get the basketball. Gavin Hare going to get called for a foul.
Number four,
Gavin Hare. He picked up his first foul in the ball game. Tipton with two. Hamilton Heights with three here in the second half. Brought in from the backcourt. 5:12 clock moving. Tillman Edgerton looking at some directions from Coach Ballinger. Center circle, stationary dribble. Tillman Edgerton, he'll move left side on the dribble. Behind the arc, out top, now John Iron. Back to Tillman, to the corner, back to Tillman. Back out top, John Iron, picked up there by Jackson Money. Nolan Swan guarding the basketball, and we're going to back out top, John Iron. They'll bounce it in low to Bowman. Inside out play, three-point shot, going to go, deflected, block shot. Dawson took the shot, Grady Carpenter recycled it. He'll pass it to the corner. He'll pass it down to the baseline, Grady Carpenter. Pretty good brush right there. Grady hit the deck and tried to save the basketball. It's last touch by Grady. Goes out of bounds and belongs to Hamilton Heights. Brought in from the backcourt, that's number 30, Evan Williamson, 6'1" junior. Crossing the timeline with the basketball is Tillman Edgerton. He'll work a right side, pick up a screen right there from Williamson. Outside the arc, three-point shot wouldn't go. John Iron, rebound Grady Carpenter. To the front court, Jackson Money. To go off the glass, a bit strong. And laying in Spide L, trying to take the basketball off of the Husky. The ball ends up outside, goes off of the Husky player. They're going to give it back to Tipton. We'll get a timeout. We're going to call a 60-second timeout. And there's a lot of disbelief in the audience and in the coaching staff on that last call. We'll mention this game is in part. Being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They are authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet, commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. They are locally owned and operated since 1998. The owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. If you didn't know, Dirk was an outstanding athlete at Tri-Central High School. You check the record boards, he was pretty good in track and field. We'll also mention Dirk is there Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals right there in Noblesville. They're going to bring the ball in. Tipton to the corner. Nolan Swan, three-point shot good from the right corner baseline. Tipton back in front, 350 left here in the fourth quarter. So we'll down low to Bowling. Nearly a steal by Maverick Conaway. Inside out, Sam Dawson for three. Couldn't get it. Saved right there by Spidell. Back into the hands of Nolan Swan, back the other direction. Nolan Swan on the dribble. Going to be a holding foul on Hamilton Heights. Huskies getting ready to check back in with another player. Coming back in is number four. Tyler Champion back in the ballgame, taking a breather for Hamilton Heights is number 30, Evan Williamson. It's going to be the first foul whistled right here, Hamilton Heights. Tillman Edgerton down low to try to shot the paint, Jackson Money. Ball comes down. What do you call a jump ball? Tillman Edgerton came down with the basketball simultaneous with Nolan Swan. Alternate possession arrow, going to give it back to Tipton. So it's going to be brought in riding the bucket on the baseline. Nolan Swan going to trigger it in. They go tall with it. Grady Carpenter over the top of Champion. Carpenter go baseline. There's a bump foul. Tyler Champion going to bump him. Grady Carpenter, couple of sophomores going at it right there on the varsity court. He's going to whistle this foul on Champion. He's got two. Team foul number five on the Huskies. Two thus far for Tipton. Second half. Outside the arc, Maverick Conaway. Out top, Brady Carpenter. 3:24 left. Going to bounce it outside the arc. Three-point shot. On the way, Nolan Swan. Swan for three. 46% behind the arc. He's above that tonight. 3:10 left. In the front court, Tillman on the dribble. 59-49. Shifting by 10. Outside the arc, Champion. To the corner to Bolin. Back to Champion. Around the perimeter. He's going to bounce it in. It's going to be stolen. Trying to get it into John Irons. Reaching in there, capturing the bounce pass is Nolan Swan. Back the other direction, Grady Carpenter. Outside the arc in the corner. Jackson Money back to Carpenter. Spin move, bringing it to Bolin. Going to be a steal. Picked up there by Tyler Champion. He's going to bounce it down low. Off the glass, two-point bucket is good. 23, John Irons. John Irons got the bucket. 59-51, full 60-second timeout. 2:34 left. Tipton in front by eight. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX, a new realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX, a new realty, and connect with the real estate expert today. RE/MAX, a new realty in Tipton, Indiana, is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX, a new realty. They're located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, that's 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web. That's RE/MAX, a new realty. So second buzzer sounds. Getting ready to bring the ball in. Riding the bucket on the baseline. Tipton's going to try to bring it 84 feet. They got pressure in the backcourt. Hamilton Heights, four pressuring. They got one each in the back in the front court. That's Fidel and Dawson. Nolan Swan going to dribble across the timeline. They work the right side, well behind the arc. Grady Carpenter picked up by Champion. They get screened off by Fidel. They work on the left side in front of the scores bench. He'll dribble in now. Nolan Swan will take it back out. 2:18 left. 8-point ball game. Tipton in front with the basketball in the front court. Out top center circle, Jackson Money. Picked up there by Tillman Etchison. Little bumping going on, no foul. To the corner, hit to Grady. Back to Nolan. Nolan's going to bring the ball back out on the dribble. Back out top, Jackson Money. Free throw line, he'll go to the corner. Maverick Conaway for three. Rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Sam Dawson. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Tillman Etchison. Behind the arc there, Bolin. We're going to back to the corner. Three-point shot on the way is good. Tyler Champion nails a three. His first shot in the ballgame. 1:44 left. Timeout. 59-54. 5-point advantage for Tipton. We'll mention this contest is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And now they also restore classic cars and trucks. And they reach out to Central Indiana. All are welcome. We'll mention to find them, just go to Howard Avenue. Go west off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. We'll also mention AGM Auto. As of the 1st of March, you can find them at their new location just west of Arcadia at 6660 East 266 Street. at Arcadia, Indiana, AGM Auto. So second buzzer sound. Going to bring it 84 feet. Jackson Money going to inbound the basketball. Looking to get it in, looking. Finally does. Magic Conway back to Jackson. Jackson on the dribble. Picked up their double team to get it back to Grady. Back to Jackson across the timeline. Looks to the left side in front of the Blue Devil bench. Nolan Swan. John Iron going to pick up a foul. Pretty much had to stop the clock. 1:35 left here in the fourth quarter. 59-54. Blue Devils by five. Brought in side court. Jackson Money in front of the Blue Devil bench. To the back court. Nolan Swan, spin move. We're going to get him as champion. Tillman Etchison tries to put a double team on him. He passes out of it. Nolan Swan on the dribble now. Double team. They're going to call a push. They're going to call a push foul. I'm not sure Coach Ballinger wanted a foul yet. And a conversation right there. Official. He is the wisdom official. You're going to call a foul. The bonus intact. Nolan Swan at the strike. First shot is good. 1:23 left in the fourth quarter. 60-54. Blue Devils by six. Nolan Swan has one more. And now 61-54. Nolan got both of them. Brought in from the backcourt. Across the timeline, Tillman Etchison. Right side behind the arc. He get the ball back from Dawson. They'll work it back around. They're going to work it down low. Baseline. Bolin. He'll pass back out to Dawson. Straight away, Tillman's going to take a three. Good. Tillman Etchison nails a three from straight away. Immediate timeout called by Coach Ballinger. 1:09 left. Going to be a 30-second timeout. Four-point ball game. 61-57. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention tonight's education-based varsity high school basketball game is being made possible by Robbie Kendall at audiosportsonline.net. That's A-S-O. He offers internet audio and video for ambitious broadcast enthusiasts. For more information, go to audiosportsonline.net. And you can broadcast one of your favorite teams. Could be volleyball, could be basketball, it could be wrestling, or the cross country. They all happen. And the ball's going to be brought in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in. Jackson Money, he can roam the baseline. 109, he's looking. Going to go tall. Grady Carpenter. Back to Jackson. Picked up there by John Iron. Through the legs, he'll pass it right side in the backcourt. Nolan Swan got to get to the front court. And they're going to call timeout. It's going to be Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins not sure where that 10-second call was going to be. He calls a timeout and bails out the Blue Devils in the backcourt. So it's going to be a 30-second timeout called right here. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell a myriad of products for you to choose from. If you're not sure what the word myriad means, I learned that from Tony Evans, a minister down in Texas. He said a myriad means 1,000. So they got over 1,000 products there at Runyon Truck Store. And you can visit them at Runyon Truck Store at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, the place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. And Alan tells me at Runyon's, they bleed orange. Second buzzer sound can be brought in. Right in front of the scores bench, Maverick Conaway going to trigger the inbound. Looking to get it in. He's looking to get in. Gets in. Nolan Swan lost the handle. Ball goes out of bounds. It's tipped by Hamilton Heights. Had a quick tip. Had to take a Polaroid there if you're an official. To give the ball back to Tipton. Maverick Conaway looking to get it in again. 59 seconds left. They get it into Nolan Swan. He lost the handle. Picked up there on the floor by John Iron. He'll get it up ahead to Tillman. Tillman in the paint lost the handle. going to go off of Till McGreg, evidently. And a sub in the ballgame for Tipton.
Number five,
Sam Quigley is going to come back in the game. He's taking a breather. It's number four, Gavin Hare. Going to be brought in right the bucket. 50.9 seconds left. 61-57. Tipton to the front court. Nolan Swan. Back pedal dribble. Trying to absorb the foul. Get it back to Maverick Conaway. Going to be an immediate foul. John Iron going to reach in. Maverick Conaway going to go to the stripe. John Iron picks up the foul. 61-57, 1-1. Maverick Conaway, he's shooting 50%. Maverick getting ready to shoot his fifth free throw of the season. He's now 60%, 3-for-5 on the season. 62-57, and now 63-57 can be brought in. Going Edson across the timeline. 37 seconds. He'll take a three. It'll rim round, fall out. Nolan Swan rebounds the basketball. They're going to foul Nolan. Try to get the ball from him in the backcourt. Maverick Conaway gets the basketball to Jackson. And it's going to be a timeout. And there's a lot of bumping and bruising. They're trying to foul, trying to stop the clock. And the officials not participating. A lot of fans disappointed that the clock didn't get stopped quicker than it is now. 25.8. Blue Devils call full. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Going to be brought in side court. Grady Carpenter. The pass to the front court, Jackson Money. They're drilling in. They'll try to bring it back out. They get back to Nolan Swan, and they're going to foul Nolan immediately. 21.8 left. And a whistleless foul. 22, Tillman Atchison. 63-57. Tillman has two. Team foul number 9. Bonus situation for Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, 79%. That one rimmed around, and Umbellis fell back in. So Nolan gets one more. 64-57. Second shot up and good. 65-57. Gets in by 8. We're going to end the front court on the dribble. Tillman Atchison. He'll bring it back out. To go through the legs and go baseline again. He's kicking back out top to champion. He'll take a left-handed three. It'll rim off short. Jackson Money with the basketball. 8 seconds left. Jackson to the front court to pick up the basketball. He'll hold it. And Jackson Money will be holding the basketball when the game ends. Final score. Tipton. 65. Hamilton Heights. 57. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank our halftime guest, Coach Aaron Cole, football coach here at Tipton, getting ready to start his 19th season at Tipton High School. We thank you for tuning in. We thank our wife back home for sound check. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Hamilton High Huskies. It's going to be this Thursday, February 2nd, Groundhog Day. Hamilton Heights will be at Frankton. They'll have a 6 o'clock, 7:30 varsity game. And the Tipton Blue Devils. Blue Devils will have their next game on Saturday, February 4th. If you didn't remember, February 4th is the anniversary of the Indianapolis Colts winning the Super Bowl in Indianapolis. We mentioned that's going to be a game. We'll talk about this. Tipton Blue Devils, their next game on Saturday, February 4th. That'll be a 1 o'clock afternoon game for the JV, 2:30 p.m. for the varsity. And I will mention Tipton Blue Devils will be at the Eastern Comets. And that'll be the first of three consecutive away games for the Comets. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.